Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the third and foot long show here on Planet FM 104.6. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How you feeling?
I'm feeling very good, Darren.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Because you were feeling decidedly nervous before the show.
Oh, do you want to bring that up? When I felt really terrible?
You're looking really nervous, and when the video goes out of this show, people are going to see your nervousness.
That's because I couldn't decide who to put at the Super Bowl, but I've gone for it. I've picked.
You are going to die on that hill.
I'm going to die on the hill, yes.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to find out very shortly why we don't play fantasy football.
Yes.
After we give all of our picks there. But what can you expect on tonight's show? You can expect the lunch ladder.
Yes, starting off with the hot takes.
And then we will go into our picks, our way too early predictions.
That was very, very hot burnt picks.
And then we will finish off with a plethora
of news.
Of news. Tons of news to go through.
Yes.
Right, so where do we want to go? Do you want to go to lunch ladder first?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Well,
should I start off with my take that you didn't like when I said it and made you add it to the poll?
Absolutely. You give us the take.
I think Vietnamese rice rolls are the best lunch because they're perfect in that they don't make you sleepy, they are nutritious, and they fill you up and give you some good energy for the rest of the workday.
Unfortunately, no one else agreed with that.
Yeah,
no,
I'm the only vote on that, are
they? No, you are the only vote on that. So look, I'll go through some comments first. So Reese.
Yes.
Reese was back. For anyone that chooses anything but pie, you'll find the airport at Mangaree. See yourself out.
Is the airport in Mangaree?
Craig, the correct answer to this is whatever my mum has packed for me is what I'll be eating. Oh, Craig. Oliver, isn't a burger and a sandwich the same thing? Controversial hot take.
It's normally a hot dog, a sandwich is the normal.
That's a controversial hot take.
They're both sandwiches. They're all sandwiches.
Andy in Spain.
Yes.
I don't know what dinner they have in Spain, but he picked vindaloo.
Tapas. Vindaloo.
Vindaloo for lunch.
Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, that puts me down for a nap, man.
Wow, that is in.
It's right out for the lights out nap.
Sophia picked last night's leftovers.
Yeah, that's good.
Kira came up with an interesting one. I don't know what user all have him, but I have my vape for lunch.
It's the model's lunch, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. But funnily enough, then went and picked wraps, so now I don't know whether she has vape wrap for lunch or just vape.
God. I'm imagine completely lost.
Oh, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And then Nathan was back, and he was talking about chicken and sausage, and then having to fit into a boiler suit for September, which I think was a very, very slick promotion for his own show at the Covert Theatre.
Right, okay.
Yes.
I was very confused. What's happening in
this
boiler
show? Skits and Giggles, I think it's called, in September. So if
nice.
You're at a loose end on a Friday or Saturday night in September, get along and see that. But for now, we've got to reveal. We got to reveal what came out in the poll. So your rice rolls.
Yes, we're last. I know. I'm aware.
No, not last.
Oh, they were last.
No.
Okay.
Burger and soup with zero were last.
I see a lot of people eating soup at work, though.
I see people eating pho.
Pho.
Pho?
Pho.
P-H-O? Pho.
Pho.
What the hell's pho?
Pho.
That's
how you say it.
No, it's not. It's
yes.
Pho.
Pho.
That's a pho. What the hell's that?
Okay. Just move on.
What the hell?
Just move on.
Pho.
Oh my God, when we go to Vietnam for the show, you're going to be eating
get
pho.
In. No, I'm going to be eating pho. You're going to be eating pho. You're going to be eating F-A. That's what you're going to be eating. That's pho. Salad got 5%, justifiably so as well. The person who voted for that, I know them.
You know them.
I do.
Personally.
They ain't a salad eater.
Relative?
I'm like, stop kidding yourself. You ain't a salad eater, mate. I've been on holiday with that guy.
No salad.
He wouldn't even know what one was.
Okay, well,
I don't mean that respectfully.
Does he mean like tuna salad sandwich, maybe?
No. Nah,
is he more that
no,
nah,
he needs to clarify. I'll have a word with Matt. That's Lee in the UK. I've been on holiday with Lee, and like, but, no way did he eat a salad that week that I was with him.
This isn't like your brother, right?
Nah.
Okay, like your family didn't call him Lee Lee's?
No, Lee Lee's. That would be
it would be mean to someone.
There is a Neville in the UK.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's the father.
Are they
spelled
differently?
He's actually the father. No, he's the father of Gary and Phil Neville, the premiership players.
Neville.
Anyway, sushi and wraps got 11%. Oh, they've got 15.
Everything is leftovers.
Yeah, I think of it as leftovers. And then in second place, pie. Pie's back. 21%. Pie's back. And then what's great news for us?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches is number one.
I know. I think it's
good. That's like, our
you're
show.
You're wearing the sandwich. I'm not tonight, but I am wearing a fun hat,
well,
though,
I'm
of
wearing,
all the teams.
I'm not wearing a sandwich. That kind of makes it seem like the...
No, you're wearing a sandwich.
But that makes it feel like I'm just literally dropped
one
down.
Have you not done that? I think we should really encourage people to look at YouTube to see if Darren has spilt sandwiches down
this
the
This is clean as. So 33%, one in three.
Nice.
Went down the route of sandwich. So
that's fair.
Thank you, everybody, for participating in that. We'll come back with something else this week. We've got to come up with something hot this week, I reckon.
Like hot food or... Because fat is hot. You could have a poll for how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Or do you like chicken or beef? I like beef. Are you a chicken person?
I like both.
Well, I like both, but...
I like both. I always struggle if I go to a restaurant, which one I go for.
Beef.
Always steak.
Beef.
Yeah, good steak.
I've never heard it called steak faux, but sure, I think.
Beef faux. Right, we need to get the hell out of here.
Yes, we do.
Also, a massive thank you to Graham from last week as well.
Yes.
So, very popular episode on YouTube.
Was
very
a nice guy,
popular.
So.
All the people we interview are nice guys.
I know. Well, Graham was also very nice.
That's cool.
So was Shiraz. Yeah, both were nice people.
They were.
Both were more popular than us, which is fine. We're happy to have them on.
And it's about time we had another team on as well, so we'll be listening out for somebody to come and approach us from one of the other teams that wants to come on. But for now, I'm looking at your beautiful prediction hat.
Thank you. It has all teams, all 32.
But there cannot be 32 teams in the playoffs.
No, there cannot. There can only be 14.
And we are now going to give you our way too early hot takes.
That sounds seductive.
We can't.
Sure.
Well, thank you. We can't afford a voiceover person, so we are the voiceover people.
Can you do a different accent for it? I can't. Not on the spot. Now I'm stressed. Please don't ask me to do an accent. It's too much. I didn't know why I did that to myself.
Way too early predictions.
Sure.
Starting off with you, DT. Let's go. NFC first. What have you got? Oh, I'm just so looking forward to this.
You're looking forward to it. So the first six were pretty easy, actually. I've got the Eagles, Lions, Bucks, Buccaneers, Rams, Vikings, Commanders. And then I got to the seventh spot, which I told you earlier this week was stressing me out. And so I thought about the Falcons, but then I just couldn't quite get there on the new quarterback and the coach. Thought about the Packers, but I think they've lost too much of their defense, and I'm not quite sure about that. And also their wide receivers, all of them appear to be injured right now, so that's a bit stressful. And then I went to America's team, and I picked it. I put the Cowboys in the playoffs. I couldn't not. I thought about it deep. I thought about the Micah Parsons debacle that's going on right now, which we'll talk about later. I thought about the fact they don't have a running game, but I thought, you know what, you can pick up running backs on waiver wire. I know both their running backs are currently on injured reserve or injured and have not participated yet in training camp. And I know their offensive line health was bad, but I've done it. I picked the Cowboys. And I put them in the playoffs.
I love the way that you're so trying to sell this to yourself.
Well, I just couldn't get there on the Packers, so I was like, here we go, Cowboys. Let's go, Dim Boys.
Anyone watching this video would have just seen my head just crash into the microphone.
Yes. Yeah, no, Darren's very upset with me, but let's hear your NFC and see if you've got Dim Boys in there.
I can tell you 100%, I do not have Dim Boys in there.
Dim Boys.
They are a shambles at the moment.
Nah, I did it.
They're a shambles.
I did it.
No, I love the fact that you're dying on that hill.
I'm fully dying.
You are.
I think I've been assassinated before I even got up there, really.
So I'm going to give you my absolutes, and then I've got two and-ors.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Go
so
absolutes.
I've got the Rams.
Yep.
I've got the Bears.
Yes.
I've got the Eagles, the Commanders,
yes,
and the 49ers. But easiest schedule. We talked about this before we came on air. There are so many teams either in positive or negative transition at the moment, and I've never known it. And the amount of injuries in like 1 week, the amount of injuries and serious injuries are crazy.
I'm really surprised we put the Bears on there.
I didn't want to.
Okay, I am actually quite surprised by that one.
But
I
am.
You've never put the Vikings, have you?
No.
Okay.
I just don't. JJ McCarthy, no,
not
he's
for you,
not,
okay.
No.
That's fine.
So I saw someone last night who put a hot take on that for the last 3 years, a rookie quarterback has won a playoff game. This year, they don't believe that a rookie quarterback is going to win
just
a playoff
Cam
game.
Cam Ward, isn't it? Really is the only option.
Well, I mean, I still class McCarthy.
He's yeah, but
played,
he's not officially
know,
a rookie,
but like,
so you can't really...
I know. I like
I
JJ
mean,
McCarthy,
but, yeah,
but
like,
I'm not sure he was amazing at Michigan either.
Well, other rookie quarterbacks that could... Oh, Dart.
Well, you've
Dart
got...
Dart over in Giants.
You've got... What's it? You've got Shook
the Browns,
at the Saints. You've got...
Okay,
Dylan Gabriel,
are you, wait, are your Andor teams are not the Saints, are they?
No.
My Andor
teams are the Buccaneers
them.
Or the Falcons.
Okay,
and I like the Falcons because they're young.
Yes.
And
I
think
the
Buccaneers are
the
aging.
Coach, though.
I do, but like... So I've got to work on that one. If you're asking me today...
You're putting the Falcons?
I'm putting the Falcons. Because
Dirty
that division's
bird.
So average,
yeah, no,
someone's going to win it at 9-8, 10-7.
They were my Andor team too, so I can't deny.
And this is the one, Packers or Lions. I don't know. Those two coaches losing in the Lions is massive.
Yes, no, 100%.
And they were... I mean, I know they didn't play their team, but they were humbled seriously in the Hall of Fame game. The Packers are just such a well-run organization. I'm the same as you. I'm struggling to get up on them, but if I got to pick now, I'm telling you, the Packers. I don't think the Lions are making it.
That's fine. Packers and the
Falcons.
So
I'm going
for you.
Rams, Bears, Falcons, Packers, Eagles, Commanders, 49ers. Isn't that eight? I don't know. Seven. It's ish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I didn't
seven.
Know I was meant to count for you. I'll
49ers.
Count next time, though.
49ers? Oh, easiest schedule in the NFL, but...
I could not get there with that team.
The Commanders I'm worried about. McLaurin and Jaden Daniels to try and have that season again. I don't know.
No, that's fair.
The AFC.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, AFC, my surefires were the Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Broncos, Jaguars... That was my six. And then we got to number seven. Oh, so I did. So these were the two that I kind of thought about, like, entertaining. I thought Jets, maybe. Raiders could be fun. Raiders, they have a few stars, but I'm not quite sure if they have enough depth there to really get in. And they're playing in a kind of division that's not particularly easy. Jets, I would like it for the Jets fans if they could have a positive season to get in the playoffs. But the injury to Justin Fields, I couldn't.
Yeah, dislocated toe.
The fact that he's not performing that well in training camp, he's 2 for 10, like 3 days in a row. He keeps missing. So I just couldn't get there on that. And the offensive skill depth is not actually there. And the defensive backfield has Sauce Gardner. And then who else? So then I landed on the two AFC North teams. And I thought really, really hard about this because they haven't missed the playoffs. And... Oh, quite a while, the Steelers, but I actually landed on who I think will be MVP, Joe Burrow and the Bengals, for my final AFC playoff spot.
So
you got my MVP pick and my seven AFC teams.
So AFC playoffs, my surefires are the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Bengals, and the Bills.
Okay.
Those are my surefires.
Cool.
Then I got to... Texans and the Colts. I think the Texans are horrible up front in the offense.
Oh, yeah.
And
mine was the Texans defense.
I'm going to go Colts. And I think
that's fair.
And I think Richardson doesn't start. I think Daniel Jones starts.
I just couldn't get there on the quarterback.
And he then, I haven't got him, but then that makes him a potential comeback player of the year. If he gets
playoffs. I actually can't get behind comeback player of the years. That are just people who have been, like, not great in
I know,
the season.
But,
that weirds me out. You've just been bad and now you're good. It's weird. It should be most improved.
And my other
there
and
should
and
be
or,
an award for most improved, not my, comeback player.
My other and or, and this is going to get you, one's the Broncos.
Yeah, that's fair.
One's the Patriots.
No, the Patriots' defense looks good. I couldn't. Who is Drake May throwing to, though? You cannot tell me Stephon Diggs plus it.
No. So I'm so torn on it because I think the Patriots will beat the Jets. I think they will beat Miami. So I think that's going to put them strong. The Broncos, that's such a tough division. You've got the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Broncos. I saw a prediction the other day where someone had all four of those teams finishing above 500. That is wild. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
The Broncos defense, which I think you think is going to be number one.
I think it's going to be number one.
So I can't see how you can't put the Broncos in.
I'm going to put the Broncos in.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the Broncos in. So that's me. That's Baltimore. That's Kansas. That's Chargers. That's Broncos. It's Bengals. Colts. Bills.
Beautiful.
Oh, this is going to be so embarrassing in December when the Broncos are like 2-7 and the Bengals are like 3-6 or something like that.
We're both on the Bengals train.
We are. And
welcome to the jungle, Darren.
Super Bowl pick. Well, I've been to Cincinnati.
Why?
For work. I had to go and work there once and I went. What? It was out of football
so
season.
Questions.
So I went and watched the Cincinnati Reds play baseball.
But why
I was
Cincinnati?
There for work.
No, but what work?
That's
the
one
Cincinnati?
Of our head, one of our officers was there.
That's really random.
I know.
It's like super random. Did you have the
It was the corporate national office for Formica. Used to be in Cincinnati.
Did you have the chili and spaghetti?
No. I wish I did. But I found something weird there as well. I went to a baseball game.
Yes.
And someone went and got food. Mm-hmm. And they brought back, because people eat lots of peanuts. Monkey nut type things, you know, the shelled nuts.
Yes, okay. Yes, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Aren't they
But in Cincinnati, they were eating the shells.
Oh, no, get out.
Seriously, the shells.
They're eating
the shells and the nuts.
Oh, God, they're probably these people who just take a kiwi fruit and bite into it.
And just eat an orange and put...
Or a mandarin, they do that. No.
Nasty.
Anyway.
Super Bowl, who have you picked for your two teams in the Super Bowl?
So I think we should do AFC and then NFC. So I'm going to say my AFC pick.
I wish you'd do NFC first.
Okay.
I think it's the most predictable. And you have died over this for the last half an hour before the show. Are you going to hang in there or are you going to flip-flop?
I'm dying on my Mayfield Hill Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. I'm doing it because I'd be so upset if they got to the Super Bowl and I said the Eagles right now. I couldn't. So I am going Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl. Let's go. Yeah.
I'll take the Eagles, thanks. There's no way I'm taking Tampa Bay for the Super Bowl.
I also looked at the Lions or the Rams.
No. Rams I had. Rams. Yeah.
I just, their defense, I couldn't get behind them.
I'd potentially add Rams, Eagles, NFC playoff.
Yeah.
Come on, this is going to be interesting.
So, I looked at it, and I looked at it really hard, and I kind of wish it because it's quite boring. But I went with the Chiefs because I just don't see how the Ravens or Bills are going to beat them because they never beat them. So let's just roll it back. Chiefs versus Buccaneers. Little throwback from a few years ago. And I do have the Buccaneers winning. Also because I'm a bit tired of the Chiefs winning. So Buccaneers, let's go Mayfield. Let's go.
Well, when the Chiefs lose a Super Bowl, they lose a Super Bowl.
Yes,
they love to tank a Super Bowl.
Yep.
It's like, hey, Andy, you do know this doesn't get you the number one pick by tanking this bad in the Super Bowl.
No, but let's go. Buccaneers, this is their season. I'm all in.
I've put the Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Because they are going to win like 54-48 in every game. And
like me, do you have Joe Burrow for MVP?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I do have Joe Burrow for MVP.
There, yeah.
Yeah, I do have Joe Burrow for MVP. And I'm going to take the Bengals over the Eagles. I know the defense wins Super Bowls, but...
No, their defensive backfield for the Eagles has lost quite a few key pieces. I could 100% see them being torched by the Bengals.
I think Joe Burrow is going to win a Super Bowl, but I think that window's going to close. It's a bit like, again,
I would
no
have
more
a Bengals
Super Bowl.
Buccaneers Super Bowl. I think that would be exciting.
Baker versus Burrow. Could you just imagine the swag?
Swag? It would be so good. It would be so good. I would love that. I would love just the whole.
We just both.
It would be so good. So you know, I'm actually now campaigning. I want to swap to Bengals versus Buccaneers for the third and fourth long Super Bowl.
There we go. So yeah, I've got the Bengals winning. I think I think Cincinnati have got 2 years to win a Super Bowl.
So if they don't sign Trent Hendrickson, do you think it goes where?
I think they struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. MVP, both twinned on Joe Burrow. Defensive player of the year.
So I have like 10 people listed here.
I got one.
No, it was so difficult for me.
It was horrible.
So I'm going to go through the people I considered but didn't get to the final round of my little bracket. I thought about Kyle Hamilton, but he plays safety and he plays on a good team, so I don't think he'll get it. Zach Bourne. couldn't really get there either. Xavier McKinney from the Packers, because he's a really good player. Cooper DeJean, because I think he has a good narrative behind him. And Brian Branch of the Lions, I thought about too. So I actually ended up tossing up between Jared Verse of the Rams, and then I landed on, let's go back-to-back, defensive backs, Derek Stingley Jr. for Defensive Player of the Year.
I actually had a look at him as well. I had a look at him as well, and I thought, ooh, he could. I've got Max Crosby.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think the Raiders are going to be good this year, and that was the other problem with picking Denver. I'm like, you could finish 9-8 in that division and come bottom.
So I, funnily enough, have a Raider for Offensive Player of the Year.
You're going to go Brock Bowers.
I am. I went Brock Bowers. It was pretty easy. I had it between Jahmyr Gibbs and Brock Bowers, and I chose Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I looked at Jahmyr Gibbs. Do you know, I've put a brackets here.
Yes, I've put brackets here too.
I've put a brackets here. And the only reason I've done it, he's never going to win it, because he is massively, massively, massively underrated. The hate he gets is absolutely...
I don't know who
just,
you're going to say right now.
Just unnecessary.
Who?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I see. I don't like when a quarterback wins Offensive Player of the Year, because it's kind of...
I know, but
you know,
like...
I've already got MVP.
But I almost had him up at MVP, but I just... He just doesn't get love.
No, he doesn't.
And it's unnecessary, but he's not my pick. I've got down to two, and I've got wide receivers.
Let's go.
Well, if the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl, Jamar Chase is going to have a monster season.
So you're going double back-to-back.
I was potentially, but I'm actually going to go Malik Nabers.
Yep, that's fair. Even with the whole quarterback who's throwing him the ball situation.
Go Tigers.
Yes, that's fair. I noticed, so, I noticed your college team are coming in strong here.
They are, yes. Malik Nabers, I'm going to have as Offensive Player of the Year. Defensive Rookie of the Year.
So I had it between two people, and because of the recent drama, I have taken the second person out, and that is Donovan Isiraku for the Cowboys, edge player, came in the second round. And I have chosen the Steelers, Derek Harmon, defensive lineman.
Wow. I have chosen Abdul Carter.
Yep, that's fair. Standard pick.
Yeah. Penn State?
Yes.
Yes. Giants,
six.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Abdul Carter... So, look at that, Malik Nabers, Abdul Carter.
I know, you're going strong with the Giants.
Yeah, they're going nowhere.
Comeback Player of the Year?
Do you want to go Offensive Rookie of the Year?
I'll be not. Oh, see, that was just a real solid, easy Travis Hunter, I'm done.
Yep. Travis Hunter.
Easy
see,
done.
You could put him on both.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I just thought I'm going to put him Offensive Rookie of the Year. Yep.
This is not my hot take, but this is my hot take for week one.
Yep.
He's going to have an interception and a receiving touchdown.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
100%.
And you're
Bryce
going to
Young, and then everyone's going to be off the Bryce Young train again.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to have an absolute breakout. Apparently, he looks outstanding at
yes.
the moment.
Well, he does. Have you seen all the videos?
I just worry about who's throwing to him.
Yeah.
Comeback Player of the Year?
So I kind of tossed it between Dak Prescott and Aiden Hutchinson, and landed on Dak because he lost it a couple of years ago to Joe Burrow.
I have landed on Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, I feel like
he's just going to be amazing. Again, though, but a potential team that's not going to be in the playoffs. So we've got a lot of players in here not making it to the playoffs. But
well, I have him in the playoffs. You don't.
No, I don't, no. But we certainly don't have the Giants in the playoffs, and we don't have the Jags in the playoffs. And so
I have the Jags in the playoffs.
Did you?
Yes. Huh? Were you not listening to me,
nah.
Darren? Oh, Darren.
Nah.
I have Dan Campbell as coach
fa.
Of the year.
You lost me a fa. Fa.
I have Dan Campbell as coach of the year, just because I want him to win it, really. Do you
oh,
have Dan Campbell?
No way. No, not even close.
Who do you have?
So, this is an if
or... Do you have
Kevin
O'Connell?
I do not. No, not with J.J. McCarthy, no. This is an if or. If
like
one team makes it into the playoffs, then I think because of the history of this team and the fact they've done nothing for 25, 30 years, then he's going to win it. Ben Johnson.
Ugh.
If the Bears make the playoffs and get to 10-8 or 11, sorry, 10-7 or 11-6, they will give it to Ben Johnson because he's just so hyped.
Oh no, they'll give it to him 100%. That's a very winning bet you've made there.
But if they don't, then Sean McVay.
Yeah, see, I feel like he's kind of transcended Coach of the Year, if that makes sense. He's kind of gone into the Andy Reid territory where they don't really win it because they're just so good. So.
But I think if he ends up at 12-5, which I think they could do.
Yeah, 100%.
Then I think he could be coach of the year. So, bold take.
Okay, so you had three, so I've now got three. So, I've actually said two of them sort of before in previous episodes, Kirk Cousin will be traded to the Colts. I believe that.
What?
I believe it.
Are the Colts chasing down the Browns for most amount of quarterbacks in...
100%. And I think he will then win it, because I just think if you're putting them against those two, yeah. Texans' defense will be number one defense, which I said in recent weeks. And Kyler Murray will be on another team next year.
Oh, that's a massive hot take. Yeah, Kyler Murray's gone.
Not, but I think because he wants to be. I don't think he wants to be there.
No, I think he's gone. Yeah, I agree with that.
I have one potential tour.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins are blown up the end of this year.
I know, we talked about maybe having an imploding list.
Yeah, they would be on that list.
Yes.
I think they're too far gone culturally. I think it's a miss. So, bold takes. Here we go. The Saints will be the worst team in the NFL.
That's not really...
Will take Arch Manning, number one.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Taking a Manning back to New Orleans.
Yeah, I can get behind this bold take.
Yeah.
What's your second bold take?
I just wondered whether they would finish the worst team because there are
the Titans,
some...
Yeah.
Yeah, the Titans could be there. But they won't take a quarterback. But
no,
someone could. Someone will. If the Titans do, someone will trade up.
Yes,
because they will back Cam Ward unless he absolutely stinks.
I don't think he's going to stink, but I think his team might.
But I think a Manning back in New Orleans.
Yes.
Joe Burrow
to
beat Peyton Manning's records of touchdowns and yards in a season.
Oh, that's easy. So these are very easy.
No, that's not easy. If it's so easy, why is the best quarterback of arguably the past 20 years not got close? Why is why
hasn't
did Brady
had an offensive
not get
line.
There? Why did Mahomes not get
I'm talking about Joe Burrow because I think Joe Burrow is a better passer.
I don't think that's a... Manning
I think
did that in the 16-game season.
That Bengals have...
This
I
is
just,
a 17-game season.
It. No, I could get really
Do you know there's
it.
Only one other quarterback who I would get behind to do that?
Who?
But the yards, not the touchdowns, Baker.
Yeah, no, Baker does throw the ball a lot. Shall we move into a quick
I've got one
year?
More. Wait,
oh, you've
whoa,
got one,
whoa,
one
whoa,
more
whoa,
ball
whoa,
take.
Whoa,
okay.
Ball take. Yeah, I know we're nearly out of show, but we're going to have to do a lot of NFL news next week. But just very quickly, the Chiefs do not make the AFC Championship game.
Okay. I don't have that, but...
They don't make it.
That's fair.
No, I think they're going to be beaten up in the season. I don't even think they're going to win the division. I think Chargers are going to win the division.
You're very high on the Chargers.
I am, and I'm very low on the Chiefs.
Yes, I know. A new test.
Yes.
A new test, Darren.
Give us some quick news. We've got two
quick
minutes
news.
To get some quick news
I
in.
Know. So obviously the big news, Micah Parsons requests a trade from the Cowboys. I don't think he's going to be traded. I think they're going to sign him. I think this is a Miles Garrett situation.
Jerry always pays. Micah's just looking at leverage, but he's been so disrespectful.
Oh, but they've been disrespectful. I think this has just gone too much. Just get him signed, get it gone. Terry McLaurin also asked for a trade. I, again, don't think he'll be traded.
No.
Zach Allen, Cortland Sutton, signed by the Broncos for some large deals. It's quite
yes,
nice little
very nice.
Accounting work by them. Bengals finally signed their first round pick. Bengals also signed Noah Fant to add to the offensive talent.
Yeah, they've got so much talent on offense. I'm not sure how good Noah Fant is, but...
And then a couple of tackles signed. We've got one for the Chargers, one for the Packers, one for the Colts, one for the Raiders. And, yeah, that's all the tackles. And then Cowboys did sign someone, and they signed tight end Ferguson, who's a nice little...
That's a nice little addition.
Yeah.
Whatever news we got in there. There's been so much.
I know. Injuries, we've got Cowboys left tackle missing 4 to 6 weeks, so that did kind of come into consideration when I was picking them, but I went there anyway. Joe Mixon foot injury, week one in doubt. Isaiah Likely out 6 weeks with foot injury. Khalil Shakir, week to week with a high ankle sprain already for the Bills. Bills' Maxwell Harrison, their first round pick, also week to week with a knee injury. Then we've got Dolphins cornerback Artie Burns torn ACLs. They signed like 50 more quarterbacks, it seemed. Also a cornerback for the Cardinals went down with a tear. Then we've got Shador Sanders with arm soreness. So he is not competing anymore, which is quite interesting.
It was interesting because looking at the stats, he has been the best of the five.
Yeah. Raiders cut Christian Wilkinson. That was an interesting situation. And then we've got a few just veterans that have missed time. Because they're sore, which is just they need time off.
And I think the biggest injury to watch is Matt Stafford's back injury.
Yes.
Right, well, that is our show. That was wild. That went by in absolutely no time. Thank you again for listening. As always, you can find us on all of our social media channels. Get on those videos and podcasts. DT, pleasure working with you again.
I know. Let's go Bucks.
Ah, let's go Bengals. Thank you very much. We'll see you next Monday night at 7 p.m.
Our diversity.